Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Gorman. Joining me now from Suwanee, Georgia. She is a hypnotherapist and the owner of New Attitudes Hypnosis. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Karen Branch to the program. Karen, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just as well. Thank you for asking, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
So why don't you start us off, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a certified hypnotherapist. I help people with all kinds of different issues that they're dealing with. Probably the most popular are helping people that want to quit smoking or lose weight. But I also work a lot with people who are dealing with anxiety issues, panic attacks, fears and phobias. So I work with the hypnotherapy to help people learn to overcome some of the habits and control some of the fears or phobias that they might be experiencing.
All righty. Now, what really got you started on what you're doing? What sent you down that road?
Well, that's a really good question. When I was in my early 20s, probably 21, something like that, I was suffering myself with some anxiety, panic attack issues, and as fate would have it, it led me to a seminar that taught self-hypnosis, basically. And by using the techniques that I learned in the seminar, I was amazed that I was able to absolutely get rid of the crippling panic attacks that I was having at that time. And even though I didn't really know why it had happened, all I knew it was that I was better. So it kind of sent me on the search for more knowledge, more information, the study of the subconscious, learning more about hypnosis, and that led me into the career choice.
All righty. Now, you know, what kind of background and training do you really need to be able to do what you do?
Well, I actually attended several different programs. There was one here in the Atlanta area. This was way back in the 80s, called Hypnosis Motivation Institute. It is now still active out in the California area. But then I've also taken lots of different training with different types of NLP, cognitive behavior therapy, things like that throughout the years.
All righty. So now, when somebody does reach out to you for the first time, you know, what are they really looking for? What do you think you see the most of?
Well, I would say, as I mentioned, probably the top two applications that I use with hypnosis is for people that really want to quit smoking or lose weight. Those by far are probably the two most popular. Back when I started 30 years ago, it was kind of weird thinking about hypnosis, but now lots of people know people that have quit smoking using hypnosis. It's gotten to be more popular, but I do still get a lot of questions about what it is and how it works and things of that nature, but most of the time people are just looking for help.
All righty. Why do you think they choose you over someone else out there?
Well, that's a good question. I really try to answer people's questions as thoroughly as I can and give them some inspiration and hope that the techniques that I can teach them can be helpful, just as they were for me.
All righty. Now, walk me through a typical session. What's that like? What's somebody getting themselves into when they reach out to you?
A typical session
Yes.
is they come in and we spend probably about the first half of the session just chatting, just talking about why they're there, what they're wanting to achieve with the time together. Depending on what they're working on, I just gather a lot of personal information about what they're going through, where they are versus where they want to be. I do a lot of explaining in detail about hypnosis so that they feel very calm and at ease about the whole process, because most of the time they're getting into something they've never done before. So we just kind of like to make sure they understand exactly what's going to be going on. And then the second half of the session is the actual hypnotherapy session itself.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Probably just more of the same. I enjoy my work. I get a lot of fulfillment out of it. So I just see myself continuing and working as long as I can.
All righty. And how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, they can visit my website at newattitudehypnosis.com, or they can reach me by phone at 404-931-6356.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on our show today. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.